So far we have mentioned the importance of knowledge, and the best way to come nearer to Allah is through knowledge. And the one that knows his own self knows his nurturer. To get to know the self, you have to understand his faculties, anger, desire, intellect, and they all need to be tamed in moderation. From these faculties, there are three main sources where bad character traits can come from: the stomach, the private parts, and the tongue. The Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "A person who protects himself from his dome, his pendant, and his stalk is indeed protected." The dome is the stomach, the pendant is the private parts, and the stalk is the tongue. In one way or another, they all can lead to other ailments such as greed, lust, showing off, vying, arrogance, resentment, and indecent acts if one does not control them. As for the stomach, the Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "The son of Adam feels no container worse than his stomach. A few bites should suffice to keep his back straight. If he must feel it, let him keep a third for food, a third for drink, and a third for his breath." He also said, "Do not kill your hearts with excess food and drink, for the heart is like a seedling, which will die if it is overwatered." Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "Nothing is more harmful to the heart of a believer than excess food. It leaves him with two traits, hard-heartedness and burning lust." Luqman said to his son, "O my son, when the stomach is full, the intellect sleeps, wisdom is muted, and the limbs of the body desist from worship." There are many benefits of hunger, especially purification of the heart. As we said earlier, the ultimate goal of all moral states and characteristics is moderation. It is best described to eat in such a way that one neither feels heaviness in the stomach nor painful discomfort of hunger. The Holy Quran says, "Eat and drink, but do not waste." As for desires of your privates, it can destroy both one's religion as well as their worldly life if it is not restrained to the limits of moderation. An excess of it overpowers the intellect and leads one into indecencies. A person should lower their gaze and restrain their thoughts from the very beginning, otherwise it is very difficult to repel once it has become a habit. This desire is the most powerful desire of all desires and is the most rebellious against the intellect once it's inflamed. Its consequences are vile and shameful. As for the tongue, it is one of Allah's great blessings. It is only by the means of the testimony of the tongue that belief and disbelief can be expressed. The tongue is the most rebellious of all body parts found in the person. It never gets exhausted in its movements, nor does it require much effort in its indulgence. People are careless when it comes to being wary of its evils and dangers. The Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "Silence is wisdom, but few are those who practice it." Evils of the tongue are numerous and include wrongful speech, lying, backbiting, breaking a promise, slander, showing off, hypocrisy, self-praise, mockery, belittling, and the list goes on and on. These evils are quick for the tongue to say without any effort. The Holy Quran says, "There is not a word he utters, but an observer is ready to make note of it." Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam was asked, "Which is better, speaking or silence?" He replied, "Each of the two has its own harm, but when they are both safe from harm, speaking is better than keeping quiet." They asked him, "How is this so, O son of the Prophet?" He replied, "Because Allah, mighty and exalted, did not send the prophets and their successors to remain silent. Rather, he sent them with speech." As you can see, a person should speak when they have to, but don't speak for the sake of speaking, especially without knowledge. In the next few lessons, we will talk about some of the sins of the tongue.